Here's your money briefing for Thursday, December 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The Santa Claus rally is in full force on Wall Street, but many investors are prepared for what they see as an inevitable pullback. Wall Street Journal reporter Gunjan Banerjee will explain how options traders are prepared, and they're spending billions to hedge against a market decline. First, some money and market news you should know. Cyber attacks over the summer targeted the payment systems on gas pumps in an attempt to gather personal data. And Visa sees that as enough of a threat, it issued a warning to merchants and the public. It says hackers exploited network weaknesses along the payment network. Now, the Consumer Federation of America says there isn't a way for consumers to spot and avoid compromised gas pumps, but drivers can always use cash to avoid risk. Plus, it's a good idea to check your credit card statement daily for unauthorized activity.
From Connecticut to California, from Mississippi to Minnesota, millions of American businesses are using Google tools to grow online. The Grow with Google initiative supports small businesses by providing free digital skills workshops and one-on-one coaching in all 50 states, helping businesses get online, connect with new customers, and work more productively. Learn more at google.com/grow. That's google.com/grow.
The S&P 500 is up more than 25% this year, and U.S. markets are closing out 2019, hitting new records. But what if that run came to a halt? Options traders are playing the market with that scenario in mind, and Wall Street Journal reporter Gunjan Banerjee is here to explain. So Gunjan, let me play the market optimist here. We're hitting fresh records at least once a week, it seems. What could possibly go wrong?
That's a really interesting question. And, you know, that's what a lot of people are wondering right now. You are seeing fresh records hit, you know, day after day. But I think some investors are concerned that, you know, we could see a redo of 2018. And what happened in 2018 was the S&P 500 was ascending through September, and then it started to tumble in the fourth quarter, and major indexes ended up in negative territory for the year. So some people are wary of a redo there. And then, you know, next year we have a presidential election. So some investors are also viewing that as a potential source of volatility and looking to hedge their portfolios.
So the election is at the top of their list.
Exactly, yes.
What do option traders see that a lot of other folks on Wall Street do not? Aside from the election, what do they think could be potentially pulling the markets down in 2020?
Options traders, they can use these types of contracts to, you know, make directional bets and profit from a quick rise or fall in the stock market, or they can use these types of contracts to hedge their portfolios. So many investors are also looking to the latter. You know, we've seen these tremendous gains in the stock market. Let's try to make sure that we're protected against potential losses. And as you mentioned, the election could be one source of volatility. Some investors are closely watching who the final Democratic nominee will be for the U.S. presidential election, and especially that nominee's stances toward business.
And the amount of trades by option traders to protect themselves against a fall, that block, that amount of trades is actually fairly high.
So what we're seeing is that the cost of such protection, the cost of these hedges in the options market is increasing. So that tells us that there's more demand for these bearish options that would protect investors from potential losses in their portfolio. And options traders closely watch a measure that gauges, you know, how expensive are these bearish options relative to the bullish options. And the cost of bearish options relative to bullish options is elevated at the moment.
And there's some very prominent investors that have joined this trade in a big way.
So the Wall Street Journal reported that Bridgewater, one of the biggest hedge funds in the world, has also put on a very large options trade that would profit if the S&P 500 fell by March.
So have you seen this options trading, this hedge against a decline in the markets, has this been building up as the year has gone on, or are we seeing this triggered in just the fourth quarter?
You know, there hasn't been a definitive trend, but I've definitely been hearing more from investors lately that there seems to be more demand for hedges in the options market lately. And that's surprising to some investors because, again, they see the S&P 500 at a record high. They see stocks soaring. And then on the other hand, the options market is sending a more cautious signal. And there you have investors saying, well, you know, the U.S. and China, they reached a preliminary trade pact, but what if it doesn't last? Or we've had these developments on Brexit, but again, what if they don't last? So the options market is just a little bit more cautious about some of these recent optimistic developments than the stock market has been.
Now, the market could continue to rise in 2020. Are options traders in on that action as well?
Some people have definitely also turned to bullish options that would profit if stocks continue to rise. And that's one thing that options traders need to keep in mind, because these types of portfolio hedges, yes, they can protect their portfolios from a downturn, but they cost money. They're not free. And what we've seen in recent years is often traders would pay up for these types of hedges only to lose money from them.
All right. Options traders getting themselves ready for the new year. And that is Wall Street Journal reporter Gunjan Banerjee here in our studio. Gunjan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.